Professor White, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've done a lot of work on the emotional cost of walking away, the morality of doing it. And we've had two different voices so far. One, a banker who says, look, it's just immoral to walk away. Another, an academic who says, once people start to do it, it's kind of infectious and the norm changes and then more people do it and that's a real problem. Where do you come out on this?
Well, you know, maybe I'll respond. I mean, first to the banker. It's interesting that banks, the typical line is that it's immoral to default on mortgages, yet banks do it themselves with quite regularity. I mean, Morgan Stanley, of course, which owns millions of mortgages and perhaps walked away from their own property in San Francisco or five properties in San Francisco when they lost half their value. So banks, corporations strategically default all the time. We certainly know that Morgan Stanley had money to pay the mortgage on their buildings in San Francisco, but just decided that it wasn't worthwhile to do so.
We have been told by Professor Zingala specifically that the commercial mortgage contract is different from the residential mortgage contract. It is understood that the commercial borrower can walk away. Is that not true?
No, Professor Zingales is incorrect on that point. And Professor Zingales and I actually had a debate about this in the City Journal. But it's simply incorrect. Both a commercial contract and a residential contract contained agreed upon remedies in the event of default. There is no difference. Just as a commercial actor has a right to default, so does the residential borrower.
Many people write into us, for example, and say, look, when people strategically default, people, not corporations now, they're hurting their community. They're reneging on a promise they made. If we were all to renege that way, whenever a deal we made didn't work out, say buying a car or something like that, and we just walked away all the time, society itself would dissolve.
Well, you know, that's simply not true. At first, it's based upon a misunderstanding of what the deal was. The deal was that the homeowner would pay their mortgage, and if they did not pay, that the bank could have the house. And so if a homeowner is willing to give the bank the house back, they're not reneging on their promise. They're following through. The contract said you pay the mortgage or the bank gets the house. Now, if banks had done their jobs, and had used careful underwriting practices by making sure that the houses were worth what the loan was offered for, the bank should be indifferent between whether the homeowner pays or whether the homeowner defaults. Because in the event they pay, they get the interest. In the event they default, they get the house. And in normal economic times, banks are perfectly happy and perfectly willing to take houses when individuals default. As to whether society would fall apart and individuals acted in their own economic self-interest. It's ironic that in a capitalist society, we say if people act like capitalists, the society will fall apart. We expect corporations to act in their economic best interest because that is economically efficient. It's supposed to lead to optimal results. So why is it when individuals do exactly the same thing, it's supposed to lead to the destruction of our capitalist society?
So do you have any sympathy at all for bankers in this situation?
Very little. I mean, to the extent that banks are willing to meet homeowners halfway and the homeowners were unwilling to meet the banks halfway, I would have sympathy for the banks. But the reality is that most homeowners are just asking for a little bit of help. So it's hard to have sympathy for banks or financial institutions which caused the crisis. They received a government bailout when they were in trouble on the promise that they would help homeowners, and they have not done so.
So you don't think of strategic defaulters as these sort of conniving, cutting corners kind of people, but people who are really up against it and basically have no other good option.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, from my research on strategic defaulters, not a single one defaulted without contacting their bank to try to work something out. I don't think any homeowner or very many homeowners make this decision lightly. I think for most, it's a very emotional, a very difficult, and a very painful process. And it's made worse by the fact that we heap individuals with guilt, we try to shame individuals who decide to look out for their best interest in ways that I think are profoundly unfair when it's not their fault that the housing market collapsed.
Professor Brent White, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.